So this evening on Your County, it's very nice to welcome once again Councillor Dom McKenzie. Hello, Dom.
Hello.
It's a very much a hot topic at the moment, not just around the Harrogate district, but across North Yorkshire, the state of the roads and the job that you guys have got on to repair the roads. What's the current situation? How's the programme going?
Well, the current situation is, and yes, I agree, the roads at the end of a fairly long and arduous winter are in a pretty poor state, but our repair teams are out there on the highways right now and effecting repairs. North Yorkshire County Council spent some £48 million on our highways last year, and our high level of expenditure will continue again in 2018-19. Harrogate is, of course, the most congested town in North Yorkshire County Council's boundaries. A great deal of traffic, a lot of wear and tear, especially on residential roads. We've started the programme in the last few days of patching and surface dressing. This involves patching the deeper potholes and then surface dressing the whole of the road surface to give it aesthetically a uniform appearance. This involves putting a bituminous emulsion onto the whole road surface and then spreading on that emulsion chippings. And that has a particularly good effect on the road. It prevents the ingress of water, which often turns to ice in winter weather, and that's what causes much of the breakdown of the road surface. So surface dressing is very much a preventative programme. In addition to the surface dressing programme, of course, there are certain roads, particularly some of our major roads in Harrogate and Knaresborough, that we will be completely resurfacing. We're doing a big part of Skipton Road, we're doing Pennypot Lane, we're doing Otley Road, we'll be doing Beckwith Road when the Yorkshire Water works have finished. This is on roads which have gone beyond simply needing surface dressing, simply needing preventative treatment. These roads have fundamentally broken down and have to be rebuilt.
A very large task for you indeed. Now, obviously, mentioning two-wheel traffic brings us nicely onto something that both Will and Nick here from Stray FM have been involved in, the challenge to get across Harrogate in a car versus a cycle, and Open Harrogate, encouraging more people to get out of their car and get on two wheels. How is that going at the moment, Dom?
Well, it's going very well. The Open Harrogate team, which is based at North Yorkshire County Council, we received some £1 million worth of funding from central government under their Access Fund scheme to promote cycling in Harrogate and in Scarborough and in Skipton. But much of that money was going to be spent in Harrogate, and we've started spending it now. This is the first part of our three-year programme. And Open Harrogate has set out to show people how much time can be wasted in cars, how expensive it is in cars, how one can get healthier and do more to create a better air quality by leaving the car behind when they go to work or when they go to other appointments in the Harrogate area, and either walking, using public transport, or getting on a bike.
And that all ties in with the Appy Parking, as it's called.
Yes, this is something that we're just trialling, or will be trialling soon. We're doing this in collaboration with Harrogate Borough Council, who have smart city or smart town ambitions to make Harrogate a digitally smart location. And part of this smart city scheme is to introduce what's called Appy Parking, which is relying upon detectors placed on the road surface, which give drivers who have the appropriate app an indication of where on street and off street, surface level off street, there are free parking spaces. So it does mean that visitors coming to town who are looking for either an on street or off street parking space, using an app, can see immediately where there are free spaces. So rather than having to tour around the town looking for a free space, they can drive straight there by means of this Appy scheme. North Yorkshire County Council and Harrogate Borough Council are putting money into it, and we feel that this is yet another way of, first of all, boosting the attractiveness of the town to both business and leisure visitors, but also to deal with the problems of congestion.
And one way of reducing congestion, people getting on the bus. Some positive news, Don, with regards to people who are eligible for bus passes.
That's right. Up until now, we have at the moment some 127,000 bus passes out there amongst eligible passengers. Up until now, when your bus pass ran out, the bus pass owner had to then apply for a new one. And that seemed to us to be very administrative. It seemed to involve a lot of bureaucracy. So what North Yorkshire County Council decided to do, as bus passes come up to the end of their validity, we are now sending out a new bus pass without being asked to do so. Bus passes, of course, don't come cheap. In 2018-19, the cost of travel and administration of North Yorkshire County Council running the bus pass scheme is just under £8 million. But, of course, it does mean that people over 60 and disabled people are much more likely to get out of their homes, get onto buses and to remain active, which is, of course, a major factor in ensuring that people stay healthy and well.
Now, moving away from the roads and onto villages across North Yorkshire who have been desperately after the super fast broadband, the Superfast North Yorkshire programme, as it's known as. Are we heading into Phase 3 anytime soon?
Yes, Phase 3 was awarded by Superfast North Yorkshire, North Yorkshire County Council, in January of this year. This is a contract worth initially about £20.5 million, although it has the potential to go up to £33 million. And this will take us, as far as North Yorkshire is concerned, to about 90% of all premises being superfast enabled, superfast being at least 25 megabits per second download speed, up to about 95%. Under this Phase 3 contract, there will be some 14,239, to be precise, more premises or properties will be connected up superfast. But unlike under Phase 1 and Phase 2, which totaled about 166,000 premises, under Phase 3, many of these, about 85% of those 14,000 or so properties, will actually enjoy fibre to the premise, unlike the earlier phases, which had fibre to the cabinet. So it's a big step forward for those people who've been waiting for many years to get superfast broadband. The average download speed for those people under Phase 3 will be around 280 megabits per second. And indeed, some of them will go up to even 330 megabits per second, which is, in fact, amongst the best download speed anywhere in the country. Now, allied to that, North Yorkshire County Council also made a bid to government under their local Full Fibre Networks Challenge Fund for £15 million worth of funding, and we were successful. And with this money, we will be able to connect up some 400 public sector sites throughout the county, including in Harrogate and Knaresborough and Ripon, to Full Fibre. And once installed in all of those places, that infrastructure can then be used by telecoms operators to bring full fibre connections to tens of thousands of households and thousands of businesses in the immediate vicinity. So this successful bid, and as well as the continued rollout of superfast broadband under Phase 3, will confirm North Yorkshire County Council as a leading rural authority as far as the digital economy is concerned.